From Spark and Anvil and Geometry Forge, this is Master Tangent in Chapter 1 of the Geometry Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Master Tangent grew up in a monastery perched high above the sea. This ancient place, known simply as Sea Cliff Monastery, clung to the very edge of a tall basalt cliff. Below, the cold waters of North Shore Bay stretched out, 300 feet down. The sea stayed a deep slate gray for most of the year. Even in summer, a sharp wind often whipped across the exposed rock.
The monks of Sea Cliff Monastery followed a daily practice. Each sunset, every monk able to walk would gather outside. They moved in a silent, single file, tracing the outermost rim of the cliff. Their right shoulders faced the churning sea, while their left shoulders turned toward the monastery walls. The path they followed was barely wider than a single boot print. To their right, the sheer rock plunged 300 feet straight down. They walked along the edge, never across it. This ritual, the monks claimed, predated their monastery. It was older than the kingdom itself, perhaps even older than the cliff, though that seemed impossible. The practice centered on touching without crossing. Monks walked precisely where the cliff met the vast, open sky. Each foot landed right at that boundary line. They never veered inward, which would be safe but teach nothing. They never strayed outward, which would mean a swift, final plunge. Instead, they moved along the line of touch. Master Tangent's birth name was Heron. He stopped using it at 16 when he took his monastic robes. Heron was a Mediterranean mathematician, unconnected to him, and local children had started making jokes. He joined the monastery when he was 12. His family had sent him there because, even as a small child, he possessed an unusual stillness. He could sit for hours without fidgeting. He might watch the sea for an entire afternoon, lost in its rhythm. The local sage had once declared, "This boy has the cliff-walking temperament," and he did. He walked that cliff every sunset from the age of 12 until he was 40. That meant 28 years of cliff walking, 28 years of placing each foot at the boundary between rock and sky, 28 years of touching without crossing.
What Master Tangent eventually understood, not in one sudden flash, but over those 28 slow years, was that the cliff edge itself was a fundamental shape. It was a line. It marked the boundary between two vast regions, solid rock and empty air. To walk it meant approaching that boundary as the limit of many small attempts. Each step was a tiny approximation. Each step was slightly imperfect, a fraction inward, a fraction outward, a wobble of balance. Yet, the average of all those steps, over a long enough walk, became the line itself. The monks, through their practice, were gradually converging on the cliff edge. They were tracing with their bodies the tangent. He realized a tangent line to a circle touches the circle at exactly one point, never crossing it. He understood how a tangent could be found as the limit of a sequence of secants. Secants were lines that crossed the circle at two points. But if those two points moved closer and closer, eventually merging into one, the secant transformed. The crossing line became a touching line. Master Tangent saw this truth for the first time when he was 31. He sat in the monastery library, studying a borrowed geometry book. A diagram showed a sequence of secants slowly approaching a tangent. He stared at the drawing for a long time, the lines blurring. Then he carefully closed the book and walked straight out to the cliff edge. "The cliff edge is the tangent," he thought. "All the walking paths I've made over 20 years, those are the secants. Each step crossed in slightly, each step crossed out slightly. But the average of all my paths, taken together, forms the tangent line. I have been doing this exercise all along." He didn't know then that he would eventually leave the monastery to teach this very idea. 9 years passed. the Geometry Forge Academy began searching for someone to teach tangent-to-circle problems to children. The academy master had heard tales of the cliff-walking monks. He traveled to North Shore and sought out Master Tangent. By then, Master Tangent was 40, and his knees were starting to protest the constant cliff-edge balancing. The master extended an invitation to teach. Master Tangent considered the offer for 2 months. He spoke with the abbot, who offered wise counsel. "The cliff edge has taught you what it can," the abbot said. "The children may need you more than the edge does." Master Tangent accepted. He brought one single straight reed to the academy. He had cut it himself from the marsh below the monastery before leaving. He still carried it. The reed was about 3 feet long, perfectly straight and smooth to the touch. In class, he would hold it against a chalk-drawn circle on the board. The reed would touch the circle at exactly one point. It never crossed. "This is a tangent," he would say. "The reed touches the circle. The reed does not cross. That is the whole trick." The children, predictably, always protested. They wanted to know how to find the tangent. They demanded a clear method. Master Tangent would offer a dry, slight smile. He was a whip-thin, heron-headed figure in a long, pale gray robe. "The method is patience," he would explain. "You start with a secant, a line that crosses the circle at 2 points. Then you move those 2 crossing points closer together. When they merge into 1 single point, the line touches without crossing. That is the tangent. It is the limit of the approach." The children would try it, drawing secants on their slates. They would slide the crossing points closer. The secant line would slowly rotate. As the points, the line would settle into place. That settled line was the tangent. Master Tangent would watch them, his gaze soft and knowing. "This is what I learned on the cliff edge," he would murmur in his monastic voice. "The line you cannot quite reach. The line you can only approach. The tangent. Every circle has them everywhere. Every point on a circle has one. You touch, you do not cross."
When children asked if tangent problems were difficult, Master Tangent always gave the same answer. "They are not hard," he would say. "They are delicate. You touch the circle, you do not cross it. Find the radius to the touching point. The tangent is perpendicular to the radius there. Always, every circle." Once a year, Master Tangent still walks the cliff edge. He returns to the monastery for the autumn equinox. He follows the sunset path, just as he did for decades. He places each foot precisely at the boundary. After 45 years of cliff walking, he has never crossed. And each autumn, standing there with the cold wind on his face and the gray sea far below, he feels the same steady calm he has known his whole life. The quiet, settled peace of someone who has learned to walk right up to the hardest line and simply, gently stay.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Master Tangent. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.